Thanks for showing me that. Josh just showed me that Asuka got injured just before we went on the air, just taking all the air
out of your lungs.
Out of my lungs. Yeah.
Out of your loins?
Out of my loins.
That happens.
Welcome to the potty slam. Well, yeah, what do you think that little blowhole, I think, was supposed to inflate my loins back up?
I thought you were a dolphin.
Jeez.
My name's Dolphin.
That just sounds like it.
Dolphin Ziggler.
Or my name is Dolphin Lundgren. I've got a great movie coming
up. Ryan's here.
Oh, yeah. Hi,
Josh
Ryan.
Is here.
I didn't even think we introduced ourselves the last episode. It was just like,
well, it was serious business.
Here comes a white knuckler for you, ladies and gentlemen.
April's here.
I am here.
So, this is the Potty Slam, a wrestling historical podcast where we talk about the locker room and beyond.
Ooh, fancy.
So, April.
I have an excellent story for you guys tonight.
I love your stories.
I know you do. That's why you married me. So this story tonight is about a fella named Sting.
Ooh.
Ooh, I love his music.
You mean Roxanne?
Yeah.
Roxanne. You know how to pull that light. Sound like a... Josh doing a rusty bed spring sound effect over there.
I've heard that before.
Well, Roxanne was a prostitute. He was trying to tell her not to turn on the red
bring
light.
It all around.
Right. So Sting and the Steiner brothers.
Couple of maniacs right there.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen the movie Mad Max?
Yes. Who hasn't? I fucking love Mad Max.
He fucking loves it.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Sting and the Steiner brothers liked to play Mad Max.
Oh boy.
When they were out on the highway driving.
That sounds like fun.
All right. So here we go.
We don't need another hero.
The story goes that if Sting and the Steiners saw another car of wrestlers on the highway, they would speed close to them. When close enough, Scott Steiner would lift his brother Rick by the leg and ankle and dangle him out of the car.
And he would spit gasoline into the pistons of the engine so it'd shoot flames.
Then, while whipping through the air at 70 miles per hour, Rick would open the other car's door and grab the nearest terrified occupant.
Mostly children.
Like if they came upon another car of wrestlers, that's what they like to do, is whip the door open and try pulling someone out just to see them shit their pants.
Wrestlers are one part stand-up comedian and one part extreme sports enthusiast or something.
Third part sociopaths.
So now, for people who knew that this was their gag, is they like to do that.
It's a prank, bro.
It's a Steiner thing. You wouldn't get it.
Don't take it so seriously. Going 95 down the highway with your bros is the way to be chill. Let's open all the doors.
Don't complain. You're breaking protocol.
It's not down with your bros if somebody steers. Let the Lord Jesus steer us.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Don't worry, I'll protect you.
Bro.
Bro, you won't broke anything.
Bro, your rubber eraser nipples are poking through your...
They're broking through.
Oh, Lord.
Did somebody
just ring the doorbell?
It's Sting.
Aaron, change your name in your mind.
Sting's standing at the door. He's like...
We heard you guys were talking about me. Okay, so now considering this prank that they like to pull, a smart man, if they saw them coming, would do what?
Lock your doors.
Lock the damn door. Mm-hmm. Now, this was 1989, mm-hmm. and it was Paul Heyman in the seat.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, when he briefly was in WCW.
Right. So Paul Heyman locked the door, and he was driving with the Samoan...
Paul E. Dangerously.
Yes.
Whoa. No,
that was his name in WCW.
Lordy.
Oh, I didn't.
Yep.
So he was driving the Samoan SWAT team, and they saw Sting coming. So door locked. He's good to go.
All right.
Rick Steiner hung out the window, taunting death and sense, and tried to open Paul's door. And of course, it would not open. When he found it was locked, he pounded on the window, mad with dissatisfaction.
Oh, like Paul had done something. Is the one in the wrong here.
Oh, it gets better. Since the classic prank failed, Sting went to Highway Antics Plan B.
Oh boy.
Road Warrior Rampage.
They had contingency plans.
He pulled in front of Heyman's car and switched seats with Scott Steiner.
While driving.
Oh my God.
He and Rick then proceeded to throw every loose object they had at Paul's car, starting with a watermelon.
Oh, they starting.
This is 70 miles per hour on a highway. Now, Paul and the Samoan SWAT team survived the attack, but they wanted revenge. So they stopped at a gas station and bought every throwable object that there was.
You're going to get a Twinkie there, right. Scotty.
So this, you'd think that this is like, haha, fun times, right? Like this prank, like the silly, silly little prank. No. The Samoan SWAT team was serious. They were so serious that they carved SST into their hands with a knife.
Wow.
This was not a revenge prank. This was a blood oath.
This is a gang war.
Yeah. So when they found Sting's car again, the battle that ensued brought the apocalypse to North Carolina. They waged a no-holds-barred debris match from speeding rental cars. And when Paul Heyman returned the car to the rental place, they were not happy. The car was totaled. And to this day, Paul Heyman is blacklisted from renting a car in the state of North Carolina.
No kidding.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that says a lot for, really, first of all, I want to, who hangs out of a car on a highway? Like, that in and of itself is dangerous. Trying to pull someone out of another car is terrifying. I would shit my pants. Mm-hmm. But then to just chuck stuff back and forth, like, I've seen, back, it was a couple years ago, and there was, like, a guy that threw a brick off an overpass, mm-hmm. and it, like, smashed a lady's face in.
Yeah.
Like, the velocity of something like a watermelon coming through your windshield, I can't even begin to imagine what that would be like. Mm. So, yeah, no, they were, that was what they did for fun.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine being the people behind this, seeing these monster sized human beings?
I can only hope that it was, like, middle of the night, like, 2 a.m. driving.
Yeah, hopefully.
Because, yeah, which that would have been...
makes it even worse, because it's pitch dark out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what if they were in the middle of pulling someone out, and then, oh, there's a deer!
Yeah, and Paul Heyman said that, like, they were getting some weird looks in the gas station, but, like, who's going to argue with these 400-pound Polynesian guys?
No, nobody.
Well, yes, yes, sir, here you go. Goodbye, mm-hmm. Thank you, come again. Never.
Ever. Well, like you're saying, it's dark outside. And a watermelon smashes on your windshield. Aren't you thinking you just killed somebody?
Yeah, I would.
Or better, how are you going to see if a watermelon splats? I mean, you got to imagine it cracked the windshield.
Oh, sure.
So how do you even see out? It's dark, cracks everywhere, watermelon everywhere, and it's the middle of the night.
Yeah, and like for them, for the the car company, they were just, as soon as he pulled it in, they're like, no, this is totaled. Imagine the amount of damage for them to declare it as totaled. Like, God, that just, wow. That was the late 80s, ladies and gentlemen. Cocaine, alcohol. Yeah. I'm sure they were all a factor in this delightful event.
Moment of honesty here. Have you ever road raged?
Oh, yeah. Ever since I started my job, I'm at, more vocal than I've ever been.
It's really awesome because I'll be on the phone with him when he's out driving, and it's like, oh yeah, so how's it going? What the fuck, you stupid motherfucker? I'm like, Jesus, what's going on? He's like, this guy just cut me off. I'm like, wow, well, it's okay. You'll live.
Yeah, I'm out here doing a completely free service for you, and you what? What?
Right.
You're riding my ass like a motherfucker.
Well, the worst part is she might have me on speakerphone, and there's my boy sitting next to her, and I'm like, you fucking idiot! What the fuck? And then she's like, speakerphone!
Got you on speakerphone, dear.
Speakerphone!
Ryan. So, yeah, now I have to warn him of that.
It's been a few times where I've been driving, and I've caught people, like, on their phones, and they're just, like, they're going drifting. 5 below, and they're drifting right in front of me, and they're just kind of like, and I'll just fly around them and just kind of fucking shake my head and say a few, like, fuck you, man.
Yep.
I'm trying to get to work and you're fucking tweeting. It's Stop tweeting. Start driving, bitch.
I am a massive road rager.
Oh.
But like not to the fact where, or to the point where I'm like driving super aggressively. Mm-hmm. I drive slightly aggressively, but I'm more for like hand gestures and that type of thing. Like I remember I was driving down a street and this guy rode my tail and then swung past me and, mm-hmm. and I gave him the finger and he gave me the finger. And then I shit you not, it had to have been not even a quarter mile down the road. There was a cop sitting there. He got pulled over, and you better believe I drove past going 20 miles an hour, just, yeah! It was pretty glorious. That just stuff like that just feels good.
Mm. Wait, what was it?
What?
Glorious. So yes. I had one incident while I was working where this guy decided he was going from the left lane. And he needed to turn right.
Oh, jeez.
No signal, nothing. Cut me off. I had to slam on my brakes. So now he's sitting, waiting to turn right. And as I drive by, I take off my sunglasses and threw them out the window at him. He had his windows up, so it smashed into the side of his driver's side window. And I kept going.
Very nice. And at that point, you don't even care that was a pair of sunglasses. Good. It just cathartic. Feels so good to be angry.
It does. Sometimes it does.
Yep.
Man.
Those assholes.
Yep.
Josh is in shock right now.
What's so shocking, dear?
Oh.
Well, this might be a crossover to a podcast that he covers, so he can talk about that now.
Well, because it'll go right into plugs.
Yeah, you know, hey now.
I do a video game podcast called Stiff Joystick Podcast. You find that on Facebook, Twitter, and Podomatic, or SoundCloud. But what I'm losing my shit over is I get these notifications on my phone. From this guy on Twitter, he always posts big deals for and really anything,
mm-hmm.
a lot of video game related stuff. And he's posting, and I'm getting all these notifications for all these games for Xbox, like really stupid cheap. Like Fallout 3 is $3. Titanfall 2 Ultimate Edition $20. Like it's just all these crazy, crazy deals. I'm looking at right now. It's like holy shit.
Well, if you like that, that was a sample of what you can find on the Josh Stiff Dick podcast.
It's my favorite podcast.
Films, ja rules.
Now, when you're being reprimanded by Ryan over how you're pronouncing
that's
words,
a bad time.
Now you done fucked up.
You know who else fucks up? Professional wrestlers.
It's true.
And we get those stories from where, dear?
You can find those on the Potty Slam podcast, which you're listening to right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you probably found it either on Facebook or Twitter or Podomatic, which is where you can find us.
Yeah, you did.
You can check me out if you even noticed I was here because I was a little
checking
quiet,
you out right now.
I've been checking these guys out.
Look at them nipples.
Conspiracy therapy show.
Covered up.
Conspiracy Therapy is the podcast that I do for Beer City Media. We cover the crazy and the cryptids. Every time an episode drops, it's on at Conspiracy T Show if you want to check us out. We would be happy to have you.
And if you liked this show, the historical aspect of this, you can catch a show that's like this, but with less fucks and more yucks, and that would be the EFIS Podcast, EFISpodcast.net.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah, boy.
You can find all that and more on the Beer City Media Network. So, if I can get one pull the Thunderbird over to the side of the road, because that's appropriate for this episode, I would like that, sir.
Okay. I need to pull the Thunderbird over the side of the road
here. Until next week, it's been the Potty Slam. Road rage. My knuckles are white and my face is bright red. Road rage. Doing 65 on a souped up moped. Road rage. Is that you that gave me the finger? Road rage. How come you turn off your blinker. You shouldn't drive like that. I got a baseball bat. You're gonna get it. You're gonna get it. Roll down your window seat. There's a psycho in your rearview mirror. It's me. Road rage.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.